Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And then the rich man, I think, teaches us one of the most saddest thing there is that he is conscious in hell. He's awake. He's alert. He has all of his senses. See, taste, feel, hear, and smell. And they're all in effect. He even prays, knowing that his prayer will not be answered. He prays for mercy. He prays that Abraham may send Lazarus, that he may simply dip his finger in water, because he say he thirst. Knowing that in hell, even though he thirst, it will never be quenched. And he say he's tormented at all times. He's tormented. You know, Jesus said hell was a place of darkness. Matthew 8:12. We gave that to you earlier. I see so many depictions of hell, and they show all these red and stuff. But let me tell you, there will be no light in hell. Your best picture of hell is a pitch black picture, where the darkness will be so thick it could be felt. There would be no one looking at anybody. You hear so many people say they're going to party in hell. I think not. You obviously don't understand what you're talking about. There will be no partying in hell other than weeping and gnashing of teeth, where you will be tormented day in and day out. There is no mercy in hell. We see that the rich man pleads and asks for just a dip or touch of water, and we see that it's not answered. Where there is no mercy given, you will receive no mercy. We know the rich man during his time no doubt saw the poor man outside of the gate. He showed no mercy. And in hell, will receive no mercy. The interesting thing also about this, the rich man knew that there were no exit. And in this account that we read, he asked that Lazarus may come forth and dip his hand. He never asked to get out at all. He knows that he is doomed. He knows that he is eternally damned to hell, and there is nowhere out, no way out. So in this story, the rich man teaches us that there's no hope in hell. Even though he pleads and asks Abraham, and Abraham doesn't answer the request. Because he's in hell, there will be no request granted. But one thing I think is probably interesting in it all, and probably puts us to shame, is that the rich man is in hell and he's concerned about others coming to hell. We which are alive and know the word of God are not even concerned about people going to hell. The rich man pleads with Abraham and said, I have five brethren. Send Lazarus to my father's house to testify of this place. He said, I don't want them to come to this place. Verse 28 says, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. You hear so many people say, go to hell. That is, they don't understand what they're meaning. They don't understand hell, I can tell you that. Because as we see one that's in hell and being tormented with fire, flames, where his worm dieth not, in darkness, gnashing of teeth, wailing, he said, I don't want anyone to come here. So when someone says go to hell, they have no clue of what they're talking about. Because the ones in hell don't even want any their worst enemy to come to hell.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.